What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here. You are listening to Bullpen Banter, episode number 75, with my man, Snaggle J, which is cool because now I can point to the side, and now Snaggle J's there with our.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I'm so excited right now.
I know. this is good. This is, I like this. This is top notch bullpen bantery upgrades.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Big shout out to go_on_volt.
Attaboy Volt.
On Twitter. He made the new look for Bullpen Banter. And then I spent way too long playing around with OBS and the Elgato Stream Deck, so I can do stuff like take you out, or take me out, or put you in, or just have me here, and all sorts of stuff. And we got room for more people to join, which we may have a guest later on in this episode, none other than Raiden. Like, if you have the no G, it's like Raiden from Mortal Kombat, in my mind.
I mean, that's fair.
But yeah, this is the first real Bullpen Banter episode, I guess, since the launch of MLB The Show 18. So I guess this will be our review in progress episode. Let's just start off by going through the modes, and we'll end with Bullpen Banter. We'll end with Diamond Dynasty, obviously, since I assume that's the one we're going to be talking about the most.
Yeah,
let's talk.
It's the one I have the most time in, so I would think probably be the one I'm going to spend the most time talking about.
And I think the reason we've had the most time in Diamond Dynasty is because we have been waiting for the OSFM rosters before diving into the other modes.
That is correct.
Yeah. But I have played a little bit of Road to the Show, tinkered around with the new stuff. Seems pretty cool. I like the idea that now you can't just buy your way to a dope player.
Yeah.
I know that's a very controversial subject. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I'm liking it so far. I only played a little bit. I started one as a closer. I just did some of the early stuff just to see about the new archetypes and how that works. But again, as we said, we were waiting for the OSFM rosters to come out before we dive whole hog, or before I dive whole hog into that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've touched it at all.
I diddled with Road to the Show a little bit.
Can you show me on this doll where you touch Road to the Show?
I think I made a starting pitcher and I went through like the showcase and a few early things in the draft and whatnot. I definitely want to spend more time with Road to the Show. I feel like I would enjoy Road to the Show quite a bit, and I feel like I would like to play it more. But yeah, you know, it was just more so getting my feet wet, seeing, you know, what I could see on the surface that was new. Again, I like the whole archetypes thing and, you know, not being able to be 99s across the board. I'm a huge fan of the progression being linked to how you play, and not, hey, I went 3-for-4 with 3 singles, so let's dump all my points into power versus righties, which is not intuitive at all and was really dumb. And I think was a well-deserved and well-needed change.
Yep, I'm exactly the same way with you right there.
Yeah, so yeah, you know what? I like the mode. Overall, I think it's great. I think the people who love RTTS are having a great time. I'm seeing a lot of people streaming Road to the Show, which is really good to see because you can, you know, it's interesting entertainment. You can tell a story with your RTTS. I know they had some issues early on with progression, glitches and things like that that they did get addressed in the first update. So that is good to see. I think they were pretty minor, but I mean, you know, I didn't encounter any sort of glitches. I don't know if you encountered anything, but
yeah, in my limited time, I didn't really see any problems there. And I didn't really play Road to the Show last year. I really haven't played much since like 16. So now that these rosters are out, I'm pretty excited to jump in because I only saw a little bit of the interactions and stuff that they put in last year before I just completely dove into Diamond Dynasty pretty much all last year.
Right.
So now having all the stuff they added last year plus all the stuff they're adding this year, I'm very excited to jump in there and see what's going. This is why this is just a review in progress because There's still a lot we need to jump into more.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't review RTTS until I was maybe a season or two into it, but like what I see on the surface, I really like. Again, the progression system is great. The archetypes are great. I do like playing the field, that little pause off the bat kind of thing that gives you a little bit of reaction time. I like the new fielding cameras. Overall, I think it's really well done. I feel like Road to the Show is probably polished to like an end of state right now. Mm-hmm. I don't really see what kind of things they could do in the future. They go the long shot route.
Yeah, is this year three of the 3-year plan? Or the?
It is. Yeah, it is.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do next year. I feel like they're building the way towards making it very, very linear. We're making like a separate mode that's kind of the same, but more linear. But we'll see about that. I would love to see a baseball version of Longshot. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just call it a $1 million arm.
Yeah, or something.
Bring in Don Draper. It'll be great.
Well, yeah, you're at some place and Ken Griffey Jr. is your AA manager. And
me?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because like, again, it's like for me personally, looking back on it now, I mean, you think Madden came out in September, August, and like Longshot to me was one of the most, and again, I know we had the Journey in FIFA before that. I don't play FIFA.
I think that also the Journey was a lot more playing, like you were playing full games as your guy.
It wasn't as
streamlined as Longshot was.
Yeah, but like I said, I feel like Longshot was an amazing done production. What it always comes down to is, does SDS have the capability and the manpower to do something like Longshot? Or are we just going to get this topped out version of Road to the Show until we move to the next generation of consoles? That's what it always comes down to, right? I mean, they're a small team. They have limited resources. Do they have the resources to do a story mode type RPG? Can they, what would it take away from the game? And you know what? That's an argument, Almighty Josh, that a lot of people make. That Longshot, the story wasn't realistic. It doesn't matter. When it's that well done, you're engaged in it, mm-hmm. you're invested in it. It doesn't matter if it's not realistic. It was designed to be unrealistic. Mm-hmm. Because if it was realistic and you were a crappy Division III high school football player with no future, there's no story, there's no hook, right. There's no engagement factor. You're not going to play it. You have to make it like it was a movie.
Yeah,
like Longshot, the movie.
Yeah, that's why in the chat I just said it was essentially $1 million arm. Is that what it was called? $1 million arm? Yeah. Just name that movie. I'm going to keep saying it until I get it right. Yeah, it was $1 million arm. It was essentially $1 million arm, the football story, instead of the baseball version.
Yeah, which is, and that's exactly what they were going for, is you don't get the hook with real life. It was basically a made-for-video game movie that was completely unrealistic and was wickedly engaging and wickedly awesome, in my personal opinion.
Well, I guess, I was going to say how unrealistic. I mean, we did have our Kurt Warner bagging groceries and going to the... Arena League, and then becoming a Super Bowl winning champion, and we had Tommy Maddox going and playing in the XFL, winning the title and the MVP there, and then what, he play in the Super Bowl with the Steelers? Did he win the Super Bowl with the Steelers?
I think they lost. No, I don't think they won.
I'm excited to see where it goes. I don't know what they will do next. So that excites me, I guess, the not knowing what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see. I would love to see them do some sort of single player story mode. I don't know if they can, but if they can, I would love to see what they do with it.
Yeah, they could let you and I write it.
Sure, we can do that. Next up, franchise mode. Again, just kind of dabbled in there, went in there for a little bit. Actually, wrote up a guide on the prospects that are in the game by default. For US Gamer, if you go to usgamer.net, and search for usgamer.net. Search for TJ. Did you find it? No. Search for, I guess, MLB Show 18. Yeah. Yeah. Go over there. Search for MLB The Show 18. There's a guide. MLB The Show 18 guide. Tips on how to become the best player. There's a bunch of guides for franchise. If you're using the default rosters, not the OSFM roster. I have a bunch of guys picked out over there for you that are good prospects. I only went in there, played with that a little bit. I personally like the new setup of how they have it all streamlined and broken down into the phases. That's my kind of thing. I don't love just being like, all right, you can do these 58 different things right now, but you have to remember to go and do each and every one of them. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the phases being like, these are the couple things you need to really worry about right now, and let's focus on those and then advance away.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I mean, I consider myself to be an advanced level MLB The Show franchise player. It's my mode of choice now for, as long as I've been playing the game. And I mean, I don't hate the idea of, the phases and showing me what's important at a given time. It's just a guide.
You can still do everything you used to do, but now you have a little bit more. There's something there showing you kind of what you should be.
Yeah. So, I think it's great. Again, the time will tell as I start to get into it further and further if, the lack of updates, so to speak, are going to be, something that I'm going to notice over time. Mm-hmm. I really like the...
It seemed like there was a lot of under-the-hood fixes and changes.
Yes.
Not a bunch of flashy back-of-the-box stuff.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are still saying that AI trades are unrealistic. I haven't gone through enough of it to make that, confirmation on my own. I know the scouting, a lot of people are trumpeting, the improvements in how important the scouting is, which I love. I always felt like the scouting was insignificant and just would eventually just set it to auto. But having seen some people stream it and do drafts and stuff, the scouting is very important, which I love to see. It's one of those things where I'm just, again, I don't have enough time in it to say like thumbs up, thumbs down just yet. Mm. But overall, I like what I see. Again, MLB The Show is such a great playing game on the field against the CPU, that, it hides a lot of that, lack of updates and things like that. I mean, we've said this before and we'll say it again, like definitely not hashtag ad, but I mean, if you really want to play a franchise, go play Out of the Park Baseball. If you want to be able to do some things in a franchise and have the visual gameplay aspect of MLB The Show, play franchise and MLB The Show. If you want to run a complete custom baseball franchise universe, go play Out of the Park. It does what it needs to do. I think it's a great mode. I think I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. Like I do every year. I'm glad the OSFM rosters are out. And yeah.
Yeah. Same for me. And much like we wrote to the show, I kind of took off last year from playing franchise. I think like MLB in 14 and 15, I really burnt myself out trying to do my 162 game seasons, playing every game. That stuff that really beat me down. I'm excited because I get to see all the stuff from last year and all the stuff this year. I really think a game like MLB The Show, I'm like the perfect person for that kind of stuff, where I'm going to play, a mode this year, and then I'll play it again in 2 or 3 years when there's a huge change to it. Because again, the short development cycle, you're not going to feel like a lot of stuff changes. But after 2 years, maybe 3 years, you're going to be like, hey, the Road to the Show I played last time I was playing Road to the Show, the Road to the Show I'm going to be playing now is completely different. That's going to go the same for franchise, so I'm very excited for that. Again, neither of us have really super dove in because we've been waiting for the OSFM rosters, which I guess are now available.
Yep.
Right? There's also a 1.2 version out now, right? Is that a
yeah.
that someone what the deal made is?
Someone made the 40-man roster tweaks because the initial set was only a 25-man, which they do every year. We went through it on stream. I went through most of the minor leagues, looked at a bunch of top prospects on stream just before Bullpen Banter. Amazingly impressed at the work that they've done. Their rosters look really good. I mean, if you're a franchise guy and you need to have the up-to-date minors, then yeah, OSFM is the way to go. So it's available now.
Yep. You go to the community tab, click on vault, roster vault. And I guess it's already the top one, right?
Yeah, they're all the top ones. Yeah.
Riding Down Kingsley is the official one. And then Countdown yep. XX, I guess, is the 40 man that has come out.
Yep.
Riding Down Kingsley has also released 1.2. I guess came out an hour after the first one.
Yeah, has just had some minor updates. There was some reports. I had a couple people pop in the stream and say there was some reports of duplicate players and things like that. So that was some quick fixes that they had to do.
And we're going to try to have him on the show later tonight, or maybe next episode, depends on his availability. I know he's trying to get home to come on tonight. Let's talk about that. That's all the moods, right? Other than Diamond Dynasty, I guess we should talk about that. I guess when we talk about Diamond Dynasty, before we get into that, let's just talk about the gameplay. On the field, how have you been feeling so far this year? I know I've seen a lot of stuff getting tweeted at Mills to be reported of guys just like completely whiffing on balls. It seems like the best thing to do is still preload your throws in the outfield. There seems to be some sort of magic that when a guy's running to a ball, if you preload the throw, it has the preload in mind. It sees the ball coming in, and I guess there's something that links those together that automatically kicks off the catch animation. That seems to be like some weird voodoo that works. To make catches happen. I haven't heard of a ton. I haven't seen personally a ton of missed balls. Maybe that's just me. It seems like there's a lot of people out there that's getting it. I'm trying to check my universal profile to see if I can see how many games I've played, but I'm sure that's not. Well, of course, it says I have no wins, no losses. I've played a bunch of games already, so.
That's
normal, I guess.
I've spent, according to this, just under 30 hours in Diamond Dynasty so far. And it says my record is 0-0.
I spent just a shade over 2 days.
So for me, if we're talking specifically about gameplay for now.
Yeah, give me the gameplay. Give me your gameplay recap to start with.
I haven't seen. This is tough, man, because
everybody's thing is going to be different because you might see something that I never see. I might see something that you never see. Twitter's going to see everything else.
Hit me. So here's my thing. First of all, I have not lost a single game to the servers until last night, and I feel like based on my Twitter feed, I'm of the minority of that.
Is that including events?
So I played. Well, now I lost all my event progress, but the games completed properly, but then the server ate them afterwards because I was like 2-1 in events or 3-1. And then I played events last night and they weren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. They were gone. I was back to 0-0. But in terms
of that seems, supposedly that seems to be fixed now.
Yes. In terms of actually like having games drop in the middle of a game, I haven't had any yet. Well, I had one last night. Like I said, I had one game that I lost connection last night. And then I had a game versus CPU that didn't count at the end. So overall, my two biggest issues on the field is I feel like the defense is sloppy. Mm-hmm. And the Bermuda Triangle in front of home plate is still frustrating as hell.
I agree.
And I came up with the idea last night, and I don't know how feasible it would be to do it. But what I would like to see MLB The Show do is when a ball is hit in front of home plate, give me a square over the top of the catcher's head and an X over the top of the pitcher's head, and give me 1 second or 1.5 seconds to decide which one of them I want to control.
I would kind of like that a lot of places. I see a lot of second baseman and shortstop running out to catch balls that outfielders should be making plays on.
Well, and I had it happen last night. I had a ball. I was losing an events game 2-1. Had the heart of my order up in the sixth. Bottom of the fifth, fly ball to left, 10 feet out of the infield. And I'm controlling the left fielder. Mm-hmm. And I don't get there in time. The ball bounces. The guy scores 2 runs.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, like I said, balls hit in front of the plate. I want to be able to control the catcher because the catcher is the guy that should be making those plays. You never see in real baseball a pitcher fielding a ball 10 feet from home plate. It doesn't happen. It never happens. The catcher's coming out, picking up that ball. He's got his momentum going. And even if it's to third base, he's still in a better position to pick that ball up, turn his shoulders, and make the play.
That's always been my thing, that when they have pop-ups on the infield, the pitcher is always catching them.
Yeah.
Number one rule as a pitcher, get the hell out of the way. Yeah. Let someone else catch it.
And I think it's what? It's L2 or R2 to switch people? I don't even know.
Yeah, L2 you can. But also, you don't know what play you're switching to half the time, which is kind of terrifying.
Well, and that thing is that, like, in that little moment in front of home plate, you don't have enough time to hit the L2 and make it work. Like I said, what they need is they need some sort of detection where if the ball is hit in like a parabolic area in front of home plate, that X is the pitcher or whatever button and square is the catcher.
Maybe do triangle and X or something just so it's
or whatever. Bottom. And from the time that the ball is hit, you have 1 or 2 seconds to make a decision and then go out and make the play. And I'm going to pick the catcher every single time. Or just make the catcher the selected guy by default.
Yeah. But it's like, funny. That was one of the things they said they really worked on. And I mean, I don't feel like I've seen it this year. But to go on the opposite of that, the balls behind the plate that the catcher is now blocking and going to pick up, I think is day and night from last year.
So
no more of this dumb. I have yet to see the catcher do that dumb slide to go pick up a ball. Yeah, they just bend over, pick up the ball, and throw it. So some guys are still going to beat it, but it seems like the majority of the time, it's not a problem anymore.
The catcher within himself is drastically improved. Mm-hmm. The catcher defense is great. The new animations, I tweeted this out the other day. The new animations for the catcher when he's catching balls that are in the lower part of the zone or below the zone, those animations are amazing. Watching the catcher like stab his glove hand down to like still try and kind of frame the pitch a little bit. They look really, really, really good. So I am glad, as a career catcher, I'm very glad they improved the catcher animations. But at the same time, like I said, it's just, you know, it's all a moot point if 50 overall or 50 speed guys are still legging out check swing singles. I mean, maybe that's
like,
just me.
I feel like I haven't noticed that. I haven't noticed all these guys beating out infield hits.
Yeah, I've seen it too many times.
I wonder if part of that is because my team is built on defense. Like, I have Brooks Robinson and Carl. I keep calling him Carl Crawford. Half the time it's for a joke. Half the time it's because I can't remember his first name.
Makes sense.
Well, now I can't really think of it just because now I've said it too many times.
Brandon Crawford.
So those guys are on the left side of my infield, so they have good fielding and good arms, so I never really notice it anymore.
Yeah. I need to upgrade my third base game. I think I'm rotating guys in and out of there, but I'm using like Alvarez and the one. I mean, I have Andrelton at short.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, again, it's I don't notice it as much when the ball's going to third. It's those ones where the pitcher comes in to field them. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm having the issue.
Yeah. But it's weird because I feel like my opponent isn't having that issue. I feel like every time I go to field it, something's up. But whenever it happens like against me, or I mean, when it happens to me when I'm hitting, I feel like they're always making great plays. I don't know. Maybe that's just a psychological thing. Like when you buy a new car, everybody else has the exact same car as you. But yeah. But other than that, I feel like everything's good. They said they made pitching more difficult. I haven't really noticed that. I remember there was a hot minute in the Bullpen Banter Discord where we were saying, where because we saw one of the achievements was like get a good or perfect on a pitch that we thought pitching was going to be way hard. And I think like my second pitch that I threw, I got that achievement. So that hasn't really seemed any different to me. Definitely the biggest of all the gameplay stuff they did. The number one biggest thing I've noticed this year has been that they fixed that slide into home where the guy's left hand is straight. So I've scored so many times just on plays where the guy's hand was in there and beat the tag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like outfield's kind of the same. I will say about the servers in game, servers are the best they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had any issues. I don't think I've had. I haven't had any disconnects that I wouldn't say were the guy throwing his controller or turning off his PlayStation. Like, I mean, I've had those, but I haven't had any where it's like that just disconnected for no apparent reason.
Right.
And I haven't had any of those. Remember those ones we saw last year where it's like I hit a ground ball to the second baseman. And on my screen, the second baseman just holds the ball. But on your screen, the second baseman makes the play. And I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of those.
I haven't seen that. And especially launch last year, that's where I saw that the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, so aside from the weird stuff, like events not counting, the cumulative wins not counting. And I guess there was some little random stuff, which... Whenever I had a problem and I tweeted it, or people sent emails and stuff, it seems like everything has been cleared up.
Yeah.
Like, when there are problems in the marketplace, I mean, it feels like it's been a lot better. Maybe it's just small sample size from my side.
Yeah.
Well, because I see a lot of people still having... I see people having problems still. So I know it's not completely gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what people are saying in the chat, too. I have seen some clips of people getting some really bad calls at the plate.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced it personally. And that's the thing. Overall, my experience with, you know, Diamond Dynasty has been positive. Like, you know, again.
And I haven't seen that thing that... that I know Doc Zen put up the video of, where like there's a ground ball to the shortstop, and he's just like, "I'm just gonna stand here." And
yeah, I haven't seen that either.
But again, that's one of those things where
I've seen clips, but
yeah, that's one of those things where like, you know, people are like, "How do they miss this in QA?" It's like, well, I mean, if we have 10 people, I don't know how big their QA department is, but
yeah.
If we have 10 people and we play all the time, you know, one day of the game being out to the general public is going to play exponentially more games than we've played in QA that whole time. So
I think here's the thing. We had this discussion a few weeks ago before launch that the bar to clear for the servers was literally 3 inches off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I would say aside from events,
would have been improvement from last year.
And I'd say aside from events, for the most part, they've cleared it.
Yeah. I think that they've, compared to the last 2 years where the game's basically been unplayable the first week.
I'm playing through Conquest and being like, I really wish I wasn't playing through Conquest, but I just want to get it done with.
Yeah.
When last year it was like, I can only play Conquest for these first couple weeks, so I guess I'll play that.
Yeah. This year you can actually be like, okay, I've grinded out 8 strongholds. I'm going to go jam out a few ranked seasons game. You actually have that option now. Yeah. Whereas last year it was, if you weren't playing Conquest, you were playing franchise or Road to the Show, period.
And herein lies the problem. Now that I'm playing so much Conquest and I also want to play ranked seasons, the need for multiple lineups is so much bigger.
Oh,
because I'm like, I'm gonna do Conquest. I've got my pad with. I still need to get 2 innings pitched with 3 Ks with Wade Davis. I need 2 hits and a stolen base with Sean Green. Two hits, one of which is a double with George Brett. A hit, a put out, an assist with Maz.
Yeah.
I'm not switching modes because I don't want to go and rebuild this lineup every single time.
Yeah. No. To me, not having multiple lineups is probably the biggest miss of 2018 for MLB The Show. I really feel like...
Mainly because it works. Because the online works, it's so much a bigger problem. Because now I want to play Conquest. I want to come over here. I want to play this. And I'm playing a bunch of viewer games, and it's like, well, I want to use a certain team to play the viewers. It's just such a mess. Or at least... Or Conquest should have a separate lineup. Yeah, because they made the thing where it's like, oh, well, you have an event lineup, you have your regular lineup, you have your Battle Royale lineup. It's like, okay, well, then give me a Conquest lineup.
And the other thing that pisses me off, and this really burns me up, is why in the heck, when I go to set an event lineup, is my original lineup 8 overall higher than the requirement?
Yeah. Again, like, that's where I think they need a clear this lineup button. Like, just take everybody out. I'll do it from scratch. I'll figure it out myself.
Yeah, and then the fact that the lineup doesn't save after my event is complete, like,
And you go right back in.
It's good,
but
and
last
I just
year
make, like, change one or two players.
Last year it did, right? Didn't it save your lineup from the last time?
I believe it did.
So I wonder if there's obviously something where the servers aren't remembering anything, and that's why we're getting the, or at least I didn't notice it tonight. So maybe it's fixed. Where we were getting the, hey, welcome to Conquest for the first time. It's like, yeah, I'm halfway done with this map.
The tutorials.
Every time this year, going into a different mode, is like, hey, you're playing Franchise, welcome. And it's like, yeah I know. I played Franchise 2 hours ago. Don't give me these things again. But that's happening now. Maybe that's fixed now. I don't know. But in the event, I have, as of last night, the event was still resetting your lineup. And Coach Ruffy in the chat verifies that last year it did save. Yeah.
So here's the thing, is it's wonderful because if we were doing this same show a year ago, Bullpen Banter episode 27.
Which we probably did, youtube.com/sportsgamer, you can find it.
We probably spent the entire episode complaining about how trash the servers were and how we couldn't play games. So on one hand, it's fantastic that we're not really spending the entire episode complaining about servers. But on the other hand,
now we're complaining about the stuff that we can't do because now that the servers are working, we want to do.
Yes. It exposes the things that are fundamentally wrong with this mode and that make it so unintuitively unuser friendly. Like, it's Diamond Dynasty could be so much more user friendly than it is. Why can't I get, like, if I can get pop-ups for every time I get a trophy, why the heck can't I get a pop-up for when I complete something in a program?
Yep.
Like, why should I have to search through 37 programs once a day to see what I've done and what I can't do?
Just let me,
what I didn't do.
Even if it was like, I mean, it would be nice if it would do like any program that you accomplished, but even just like, let me tag 3 programs. So I know when I hit my 2 hits and 2 runs scored with Gordon Beckham. Just let me know. That's what I need. I need this knowledge.
And that's the thing is, you know what, again, if the servers are going to work, and for all intents and purposes, it looks like they are, you need to fix the nickel and dime stuff. Like, again, this is their bread and butter mode. It's not a secret. Diamond Dynasty is where they're going to make bank. So the easier you can make it, the more user-friendly you can make it, the more people are going to play it, the more people are going to spend in the mode. Mm-hmm. It's A plus B equals C. And right now, A is working, the servers. B is cleaning up the non-user-friendly things that are in this mode. Not saving lineups, some sort of way to track programs. It's just so, like, exposing. And it's hilarious to sit here and think, oh, yay, we're not complaining about the servers. We're complaining about everything else.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And it's all, I don't want to say it's petty stuff, but it's all smaller stuff from what the bigger problem was with the servers. Doc Zen in the chat says, I think they focus so much on the streamlining and servers, literally almost everything else got swept aside, which I am fine with. As long as the rest of this year is like, what was it, like 3 years ago in Madden, when they added, like, just middle of the stream, they're like, hey, here's this new thing we got called Draft Champs. And they just rolled it out in, like, November. They're just like, here's a new mode, go try this. So it would be cool if, you know, now that we see that the servers are working, that they're like, okay, now we can start rolling in this other stuff and not wait for MLB The Show 19.
Well, and that's the thing. So assuming that MLB The Show had a 100-person dev team, how many of them do you think are already working on 19?
Well,
honestly,
they're probably on vacation now because we ship the game. You want to get
okay? So when they come back, how many of them do you think are immediately going to start on development of 19? Probably more than you would think.
Yeah, I would say there, even before this game was officially launched, I would say there was at least a small bit of the team, you know, preparing the stuff for 19.
Yeah, working on future planning, kind of path stuff forward, what they want to do in modes, narrowing down what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a giant problem with the yearly cycle of sports video games because
you only get essentially 9 months for your whole team to be on the team
The thing is, I mean, you look at other non-sports games which don't have yearly cycles, and, you know, they release a game and, you know, the dev team can work. Okay, here's your game. Here's your base game. Here's what you're doing. And then a month from now, oh, we're going to release this and people are going to love it. And then a month from now, oh, here's some more content. Oh, here's some more. And they're continuing to develop the game. And yes, I know sports games, non-sports games, apples and oranges. I get it. But the thing is, just imagine if a month from now we got a giant content update for Diamond Dynasty where it added in program notifications, a secondary lineup, a few other fixes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Or they patched in some stuff that people were asking for in franchise mode, like, I don't know, anything that anyone is asking for in franchise mode. It's so frustrating because Diamond Dynasty, in my opinion, after 10 days of playing it, is probably as good as it's ever been. And yet, at the same time, I find myself wanting to play it less and less because I spend so much time dealing with the minutia and not playing the game that I just, like, I don't want to go and sit and spend 25 minutes making an event line every single time I lose twice.
Yep. That's the thing right now for me is not wanting to go reset these lineups every.
Yeah, I said after stream last night that I'm not going to be streaming Diamond Dynasty anymore because I spend too much time. And again, not complaining, but when you're trying to stream it, you're interacting with your chat. You're looking at notifications. Somebody sends you a clip of something, like, you know, it's an experience. Mm-hmm. So you're not 100% focused on the game. And like, I don't find I play very well. If you're playing competitively Diamond Dynasty, you need to be focused on the game. So I came to the conclusion that, you know what, I'm going to spend my Diamond Dynasty time on the side, which sucks because MLB The Show relies so much on content creators showing off their mode. Again, that's another free advertising for them, that they have so many people out there who are playing Diamond Dynasty and showing off the cards and showing off the mode. But for me, I'm just like, it's a chore at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's close. I think it's close. Like real, real close. But if you want to watch Diamond Dynasty, you're damn right. You can come to twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer and watch them.
Yes. And I love watching people play Diamond Dynasty, but you know what? Last night for me was probably the most frustrating stream I've ever had because
I tried playing that event and
yep.
I was ready to not play ever again after that.
I wasn't playing well. you know, still trying to, you know, be interactive with the chat, you know, talking about whatever people in the chat are talking about, you know, being a good streamer, which I pride myself on. And I just didn't enjoy it because I wasn't playing well. I lost. I think I went like 2 and 3 in events.
Is something just wrong with the event? Am I crazy? Everything I hit's a pop-up, or every time I get a hit, it's a double play. Like, the next hit's a double play. The only balls I feel like I've, like, gotten have been foul balls.
Yeah.
Like, just fouls. I just don't know what's up with that right now. And I'm, like, I'm the number one fan of the idea of events. I am straight trash in most of them.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't know if... I feel like just something's up with this event that is weird.
I love the concept of the event. I've played awful in it. And that sucks because I kind of want that Dykstra, despite the fact that I hated that 93 Phillies team. And I'm so glad the Jays handed it to them in the World Series. Well, they didn't hand it to them. It went 6 games. But still, the Jays came out on top. So good. But I really like to have that Dykstra. But I mean, like, for me, like, I've beaten Conquest.
I'm literally like 2 games away from it.
And I'm at 80%. So I still have 2 stat missions to do and then 2 more stat missions.
Yeah, I have a couple stat missions left, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then once you beat it, you got to do the AL, NL pitching, hitting one, and then you got to do more stat missions after that. Yeah, it's never ending missions with Conquest.
Yeah, I'm pretty close, but.
Yeah. The Gordon Beckham one took me forever.
Yeah. It took me a 7-inning extra inning game. Or extra inning for the mode get that.
Yeah, the Gordon Beckham one, at least, the Gordon Beckham is not Conquest, so you can do it in regular games.
Mm-hmm. But I was trying to do all the stuff in Conquest. I did everything else, I think, in Conquest.
The only ones I couldn't do in Conquest were for the Conquest missions were the George Brett and the Sean Green. I needed to do those. I ended up having to do those in a 9-inning game.
Yeah, I'm still working on both of those, actually. Well, the Sean Green, I think you have to do it. Don't the Conquest ones you have to do in Conquest?
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, you're,
so I don't know why I said that.
You're poop out of luck there, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I must be thinking of something else.
Jay Spade, 59 in the chat, says, has anybody used Batting Stance Creator?
Yes.
Have you? Do you like it? Good.
I'm interested to see how the OSFM guys made it with it, to be honest.
Hmm.
How much they dove into it. I played around with it for my Road to the Show guy. I tried to create a stance that looked similar to the one I used in real life. I feel like I got pretty close. I found a good base template, and then I adjusted things like the elbow positioning and that. I mean, I may never use it again. It's one of those things that they put in the game. And it, again, like for the roster guys and the stat heads, it's amazing. For me, I'll let those guys do their thing with it. And I may mess around with it every now and then.
Yeah. And as someone trying to, that would try to emulate their own batting stance, I have a very batting stance. My batting stance is essentially Miguel Cabrera's batting stance. So I just used Miguel Cabrera's batting stance. I think when we were doing the streams, I think the only thing I mentioned was like, I might turn his waggle down a little bit. And I didn't even do that. I don't even know what stance I'm using for my guy now. Oh, I am not using a stance because he's going to be a closer this year.
There you go.
I don't have to worry about that.
Cool.
What else we got? I know there's some more chats in the Bullpen Banter Discord. I know you said my Salty's nerfed this year, right?
I mean, I've been playing. His attributes took a bit of a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hitting pretty well with him. I think I'm hitting like 350 with him. I've got like 12 RBIs. I haven't hit a home run with him yet. But I mean, I'm not really hitting home runs with anybody. So,
Are you doing any of the Immortal grinds?
Ones?
Slowly but surely doing the immortal stuff.
So I'm working on some of the career arcs. Mm. So I'm working on the Joe Torre to get to the chipper.
Yep.
I'm working on the Lee Smith to get to the Billy Wagner.
Same here.
And I'm working on the Gary Carter to get to the Piazza.
I'm working on the Nolan Ryan stuff, which means I have to do Saberhagen and three pitchers.
Ryan is the next. Ryan's the fourth one down on my list.
I initially was not going to do the Ryan. And then I saw the pitch mix on his Immortal. His fourth pitch is now a sinker.
Sinker. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know how much I love the sinker. So
yeah.
I am all in on trying to hit the Immortal Nolan Ryan now.
Yeah, I need that. But like I said, for me, he's fourth on the list right now. I think I'm probably closest to Gary Carter. Mm-hmm. So that means I'm probably closest to Piazza. And then I'm pretty close on Billy Wagner too.
You just reminded me that I did finish the May of 1995 Lee Smith thing, which means nice. I am that much closer to the next Lee Smith.
I have gotten to use the 99 Guerrero. I know. I think it was on Bullpen Banter that I said one of them, or maybe it was on. Yeah, I was talking to Coop maybe about my biggest regret in 17 was not being able to use the 99 Gagne. And
yeah, I never got a chipper. I got the rookie chipper last year, and that was it.
Well, I pulled the 99 Guerrero in BR on stream last weekend. So do you remember? This is a good story.
Do you remember
when Vlad Guerrero Jr. walked off the Cardinals in Montreal?
Yes.
This was okay.
I mean, so yes, I have seen the GIF.
Okay, so that happened while I was on stream. We watched the clip on stream. I paused the game. We pulled up the clip. We watched Vlad Guerrero hit the home run to walk it off. The next BR game goes 9 innings, 0-0, which was the same score of the Jays game at the time. Vlad Guerrero hits a home run in BR. The only difference was that it was in the top of the ninth and not the bottom.
Nice.
But it was so I was like, there, his son walked off the Cardinals an hour ago, and now I'm here, you know, playing 9-inning BR games.
That's exactly what I just saw in the chat.
Yeah, I know, playing 9-inning BR games. And then the worst part is I hit that home run with Guerrero, and then Rhys Hoskins hit one right after that, too. I ended up winning 2-0.
Nice. That reminds me of when me and Balls on Base were like, let's play a quick 7-inning viewer game. And I think what 16 or 18? I was ready to be done.
I haven't had any of those yet. None of the 16, 18. Man, I'm notorious for that crap.
DocZen thinks I'm doing work in programs. He should not go on Twitter. Because sometimes I'm looking at these kids' Twitters and I'm like, you need to get a job, sir.
Yeah, I know, man.
Or maybe get married or something. Because I don't know how you have all this time. And I'm extremely jealous. But
well, that's my thing is I've kind of resigned to the fact that I'm never going to be more than a casual DD player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm okay with that. I enjoy playing DD. I might not get, and honestly, I might not get a single immortal this year. It could happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't get one. But
yeah, but
especially because some of those collection things are like. Get 1,000 or what was it? Get 35,000 XP worth of hats. Like, I can't believe that. I don't know if you listened to last week's This Week in MLB The Show. Weasel already has, I think, all the collectibles for Chipper done, or at least like all the hats or something. And I'm like,
I heard that.
That's a level of commitment I just do not have right now.
So that brings me to something, too, that I mentioned on Snaggle Rock last week.
Mm hmm.
And I've had some feedback from people who's told me that it was a fantastic piece of advice. Do your daily missions every single day. Do them. Because
and if it's not something you're going to do, get them out. Just advance them.
It's something you can't do, re-roll it and get a new one. Because it's free collectibles. It's free hats, free jerseys, free bobbleheads. Do them. Every day.
I don't think I have free postseason cards to do a thing, so I should probably just advance this one, right?
And early on, the first 5 that I did, I pulled diamond collectibles out of every single one.
Really?
And three of them were going for over 4K.
Do I need to ask how many diamonds you've pulled in packs? Like diamond players?
The answer to that question is one.
Wow, you're amazing. You're a bit way ahead of my curve.
I pulled one diamond player on opening day. I pulled Aroldis Chapman.
Nice.
And I sold him.
Nice.
For smart move. 70, I sold him for 70K. I don't know what he's going for now. Last time I checked, he was going for like 50. So, you know, I hope he's still sucking down there 40, in the 50s.
Down to 40 now.
Sweet. I sold him for 69K. So I'm still up in the deal.
I think I opened, by now I've probably opened roughly 200 packs with no diamonds, no diamond players.
Yeah.
I got a couple bobbleheads, a couple jerseys and stuff, but
yeah,
those don't really sell for anything. I think the diamond bobbleheads were going for like 600 of whatever ones I pulled and stuff like that.
Well, and people are asking me like what to do with the stuff that's not directly related to a program right now. And I say to hang on to it.
Yeah. You might as well just, unless it's selling for a ton.
Yeah.
Might as well just hang on to it.
Cause like someone told me they pulled a Trey Turner or something and it didn't have a marketplace. I'm like, hang on to it. Maybe there's going to be a rookie Trey Turner mission. Like you don't know. Like,
I guess Team Epics are coming out at some point.
Yeah.
That'll be a new thing to go for.
Yeah. And my thing is, you know what? I'm probably not going to spend another dime on Diamond Dynasty this year. Like straight honest. Question. I don't see the value in it, but
are the daily mission rewards guaranteed to be diamonds?
No, maybe. They're not.
They're not?
No.
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe they were.
No. They're not guaranteed to be diamonds, but they seem to have a relatively high diamond pull rate. Just based on my research.
If you guys in the chat have any questions, drop them in there and we'll read them. We have a couple in the Bullpen Banter mailbag over on BB Discord. Before we hop into those, let me just remind you guys, that's sportsgamer.com. What?
Sorry, I'm saying TriStrange is saying they're guaranteed alternate items.
I know they're guaranteed alternates. I don't know. I guess that means they're diamonds.
Are all alternate diamonds?
Yeah. I don't know.
Go back to promoting yourself.
That's sportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter. You can get all the subscribe links there. If you want to listen to just the audio versions when they come out, they'll be over there. The current idea, I think we're still waiting on response from Elgato. We are both going to be at PAX East next week, Friday, Saturday, and a little bit of Sunday. We're hoping to get some stream time at the Elgato Stream Pods. If we do, we'll be streaming Bullpen Banter live from the floor of PAX East next Saturday. I think, between 10 and 12 or 12 and 2?
Something like that.
So obviously follow us on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer, at SnaggleJ. What else? If you missed any part of the show, youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer will have the archive. Anything else we need to talk about before we get into that? We'll be, if you're at PAX East next week, Saturday, we'll be PAX. If you're there next Saturday, we'll be walking around. We'll be giving out some codes to Out of the Park Baseball 18. If you're interested in that.
Honestly, I don't know about you, but if you're at PAX and you see me walking at PAX, just come up to me and say, hey, introduce yourself. Hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm in your chat. Just come up, introduce yourself, say hi. I'm Canadian. I'm friendly. You see me at PAX. Come on, say hi. We'll talk about how wicked Diamond Dynasty is and how much I hate it and you love it. And PAX is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the whole thing, the meetup, the panel, getting to meet everybody, coming back with multi-billion-dollar sponsorship deals from big brand names.
I don't know. You're going to be going to that Dell booth and talking to people. But me, I'm going to the Alienware booth. Look at this. Look at this dope alien head.
It's the same company.
Hey, man, mine's got a dope alien on the back. Yours has a Dell logo.
Yeah, but mine has a red backlit keyboard.
Mine's currently blue, but nice. I have the ability to change the colors. Nice. And I think I change that, it also changes the alien head. And, I don't know if I can do this. Hold on.
I'm just saying, Red Sox, if you came up and jumped on me, it would not be... super awkward afterwards, because that's literally how I greet pretty much everybody.
I have this Alienware FX thing where I can, like, I don't know if this is going to work. It might not work, but I have, like...
Nice.
I can use... Somehow you can... I can use my touchpad as, like, a little mini soundboard?
That's wicked.
With built-in sounds?
Yeah.
Dropping bombs over here. Nice. I don't even know.
I love it. That's... Wow.
So, Alienware.
This is wonderful. For what a win. Great advertisement for Alienware.
Hit that Dell outlet to save a little bit. Because I think the Dell outlet, what it is stuff they can't sell. Like, people buy laptops and return them. So they can't say they're new. So they have to technically be refurbished.
Yeah.
But it's really just a laptop that someone bought and returned. Or maybe they didn't even send out. But I guess technically, because it was already bought, it has to be... It can't be sold as new. Yeah. I saved, like, $250 on a dope-ass laptop. And I'm so excited, because this dope-ass laptop means that if we're not streaming Bullpen Banter from the show floor at PAX that night, we're just going to stream Bullpen Banter from our dope hotel room across the street.
Exactly.
Internet permitting. We might just record the show live and then go into it. Oh, because, yeah, hooking up the console.
Live to tape.
Live. It might be live to tape. No, so this is what we'll do. Since you're saving up your data, we will stream it on Twitch from your phone of us just sitting there so people can talk to us, and then they will see the full version of video. Maybe that's how we'll do it.
Crazy. I'm so glad that we're doing with this full video now, so chat can see my face
of your excitement
and the look on my face as you tell me I'm gonna have to waste my data streaming.
I think they're more upset that you spent what seems to be a lot of money on that WWE title when I have my, like, janky plastic fake $1 million belt.
Yo, dude, okay, first of all, let me tell you the story where this belt, I didn't pay a cent for it. This is the trophy from our WWE Fantasy League for last year.
That looks like a legit belt. Is that plastic or metal?
No, it's the kid's toy version.
All right. I do need to hit up Toys R Us in these tough times. Up to 30% off. I heard there's some more WWE stuff left. Maybe I'll have to get some more belts.
Get them all.
Bullpen Banter. Every belt. Bullpen Banter tournament belt?
Yeah, exactly.
Just throwing ideas out there. This is why you need to be in the Bullpen Banter Discord.
Exactly. These are the kind of ideas we bounce around there all day long, every day. I'm definitely going to do some streaming from PAX. At a bare minimum, we'll do some IRL stuff.
Yeah. Oh, we're definitely going to do stuff from the, we're having a out of the park meetup on Friday. That's right. We might stream a little bit from there.
And basically, we're going to spend the entire weekend trolling Mills trolling him via GIFs and, like, clipping it and scaring the crap out of him. And, just doing random tomfoolery to make Mills's life a miserable nightmare.
How many super creepy pictures are we just going to take? Like, we're going to see Mills, like, over there? And we're just going to take a picture and just tag him on Twitter?
You know what?
Just be like, hey, where you at, buddy?
I smell a game out of this.
I think we might be having some fun.
I smell a game out of this. We should have, like, we should try to come up with some sort of bingo. Some sort of bingo game.
If we can, like, center square, finding Mills eating.
Yeah. Well, Millennium Bingo.
Malingo, we call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mills eating something with more sugar than 50 grams.
Period. I'm very excited. First off, we've derailed this episode completely. I am so excited for Boston Cream Pancakes. You don't even know.
Yeah, me too. Ever since you said that, I can't stop thinking about them.
If anybody's in the Boston area...
Yeah, come hang out.
Holler at us, even if you're not going to PAX. Maybe we'll get dinner. I mean, you're paying for yourself. We're going to split it up, Dutch style, as you know. Big proponent of the Dutch. Got my hat somewhere. I am Dutch. But yeah, I'm not paying for you. But maybe we can hang out. Oh, this Drake, spelled dyslexically, just said he got Kenley Jansen.
I see that.
Lucky guy. Who is it on Twitter that I hate? Brandon Stewart. In post-game rewards, he has gotten Buster Posey and Bryce Harper. I'm barely out here getting a Trevor Bauer.
Sorry. Something must have happened on Mills' stream because he just posted on Twitter. If no one posts that clip or the bans begin. Someone needs to tell us what happened in Mills' stream. Where's all our ninjas? Where's all our ninjas at?
I have a question from the BB Discord mailbag. Yeah. B Hazelwood, who just showed up in the chat, asks the question: how does your ability to use a player in the show affect your feelings on him IRL, or vice versa? I guess. Like, if I suck with a dude in the show, I couldn't care less about them in real life. Not gonna lie. I'm trying to think who did I like. I can't hit with Mike Trout. Not my MVP. I couldn't hit with Bryce Harper for a couple days after I got him. Kind of wasn't feeling Bryce Harper. Now I'm hitting home runs with him. He's hitting home runs IRL. I'm way more on the Bryce Harper train right now.
For me, I find it affects me in franchise with like prospect type players. Mm-hmm. Like if I have a team and I have a prospect on a team and if I have a prospect on my team and I suck with him, I just assume he sucks in real life.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. That's how I feel in Out of the Park too when I see these guys. When it's like, oh, Joey Gallo hit 67 home runs. I'm like, maybe Joey Gallo could hit 67 home runs. He's got that power.
Okay, so to be fair, Mr. November calling me out in the chat saying that I threw shade at Judge on Twitter recently. And that's true, I did. Because some stupid website shared a clip of Judge mouthing "don't bleeping run on me" when he threw Russell Martin out at home plate.
First off, canon. What is his whatever his rating is in the show needs an upgrade.
Anyway, to be fair, he went 2-for-12 in the series with 4 Ks and they lost today. So I'm just saying,
do me a favor, whatever you do, just don't quote me his batting average 3 games into the season.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying he went 2-for-12.
I was listening to
and I'm actually I said to J.O., because J.O. get on me about it.
J.O.'s Mr. Yankee over there.
I know, but you know what? To be honest, after 30 plus years of absolute Yankee hatred, because I hate
you're a Blue Jays fan, you have to hate them.
But I have to admit, they're a fun team to watch. You know, so much power, such a good bullpen, although it wasn't good today, considering they gave up 6 runs. I don't hate them as much as I used to. Because now that all those guys are gone, like the Jeters and the Pettits and all those guys are gone, like I don't hate this team. Like I love watching these guys mash. I love Stanton. I love Chapman. I love Betances. Again, he's been terrible, but so I don't hate them as much as I used to. They're a fun team to watch. It's a fun time to be a Yankees fan.
So I went to my in-laws today during the day for Easter, watched the Yankee game over there. And then afterwards, I was driving to my family's house and listening to a little bit of the MLB radio on Sirius. Dude, then the guy is like, You don't walk Josh Donaldson because he's hitting .159. We are 3 games into the season. Do not have your argument be the guy's batting average after like 7 at-bats. you could say yes, his arm hurts. You know, he's not even able to play defense. When they walked him, was there a guy on first?
Was
it second and third, and they were putting him on to make the easy play everywhere? That's what I assume happened. I wasn't in the room at that point before the smoke grand slam. But like, if you say, you know, Donaldson's hurt, yeah, it was second and third with 2 outs, and they walked Donaldson.
Like, because he's hitting .159.
But so like, I understand walking him. I'm 100% behind it.
Yeah, don't quote me the batting average.
And if you want to say he's hurt, and you're gonna have better results against him, even though it's like for I believe then I think they write off like Josh Donaldson stats against Yankee relievers, and he absolutely destroys them. So I completely understand walking him. You know, you load the bases, easy play anywhere. Justin Smoke also destroying you, but you know, Josh Donaldson, hurt shoulder. Maybe I go after him. I'll tell you what's not going through my mind is what is his batting average this season? Like, you know what? Maybe he's only hitting .159 right now. Should probably be a bronze. Shouldn't be a diamond. Should probably be a bronze in the show because it's been three games. My God.
Man, it's
almost lost my mind. I changed the channel. I was like, you can't tell me that a dude's batting average 3 days into the season should be something that's affecting your managing decisions. Ugh, almost lost my mind.
That's almost as bad as quoting spring training stats, like saying, dude was white hot, hit 330 in spring training. You know, when they're taking one at bat and then going golfing and fishing for the rest of the day because their head's really in the game.
And it's funny because I actually listened to I started looking up Don LaGreca rants on YouTube today. He does the show with Michael Kay. I don't know. Obviously, as a Blue Jays fan, you know who Michael Kay is. He does the Yes Yankee games, and he has a radio show. And Don LaGreca is his co-host guy, and he gets very heated sometimes. And I was watching a clip from like last year. He lost his mind on a guy that was mad, or that was saying that they should have pinch hit for Aaron Judge last year in a game where he had a home run and a single, and they were down two, but they should have pinch hit for him so that he didn't set the strikeout record.
Oh, nice.
And he lost his mind. It was awesome. FSU 2014 in the Discord. When you're having a slump pitching or at the plate, do you do anything differently to shake it up?
Take more pitches.
That's number That's number one. You just got to start taking.
Take more pitches. Be more selective every time.
Eat more chicken, I believe is
what. Utilize the new practice mode. What's giving you trouble? Is it breaking balls? Is it balls up in the zone, balls down in the zone? Are you struggling with left-handed hitters? Are you struggling with right-handed hitters? Try to narrow down what your problem is. Go use the new practice mode. Try to recreate whatever situations are giving you problems. But ultimately, it all comes back to you got to take more pitches and drive up the opponent's pitch count.
And if it's really affecting you, if you're swinging at a lot of bad pitches, got to change that camera. Just switch it up for a little bit. See if maybe that's the kind of thing that's throwing you off. I'm liking strikeout three. I'm in. Oh, Judge
strike zone three.
Judge has a 87 arm, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I see that.
I think I'm using strike zone three. That so far seems to be good. Having a little, strike zone three. Having a little bit of trouble on low pitches.
Yeah, up maybe down, that's fine.
That might be up me down, just I chasing.
Don't like strike three.
That might just be me getting overexcited and chasing a little bit too much.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to take strike zone three and lower it a little bit. I know some cameras online. I really like strike zone three, but I find it needs to be lowered a little bit. I see an FSU asked in the chat about the Donaldson shoulder. Will it start hurting his ratings? You guys got to remember the ratings are a 3-year rotating scale. So it might hurt his ratings gradually, but 2 months over a 3-year period is not going to do a whole lot to his rating.
Also, my assumption is that if they are just going to play him, if they're just going to DH him, and not play him on the field, like if he is not doing anything to hurt his ratings, like if he's not out there defensively making errors and stuff, I would bet they probably don't touch it. So like if he just DHs, he will probably keep these defensive ratings. But if they do put him out in their third base and he's making errant throws or he's not getting the ball over there in time and guys are beating out throws, I think they'll probably leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like I said, again, where it's a 3-year rotating scale of ratings, if it's a couple of months, he might lose a few points to his arm strength. But ultimately, I mean, he's got 81 arm strength now. You drop him down to a 76, 75 arm strength, he's still a pretty exceptional third baseman. I'm not a big fan of Donaldson in the show anyway.
I was going to say, nobody uses him online anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
No. I can't, man. I don't like those guys where the power trumps the contact, and then their vision's like a 60 or like a 50. I just don't hit well with those guys. I mean, that's just, it's just me, man. That's, yeah. I don't know. I've never hit well with Donaldson in online.
Yeah, I don't like those guys to start the season, but towards the end of the season, I'll get to them more. More of the season, I like to get with the contact guys, get the guys on base, make stuff happen.
Yeah.
I'll wait till later in the year to switch to more bopper.
Later in the year when they come out with a hardware MVP Donaldson, who's absolutely fire.
I literally forgot he won the MVP, FYI. And I accidentally closed the chat. But.
It happens. It's all there. What's going on, Clutch? How you doing, buddy? Yes. Good to see you.
Clutch in the chat. We got so many auto hosts, like so many hosts.
Oh man, people love us.
I mean, let's be serious.
Mariners they come, 2-1.
They come here for this.
Mariners 2-1. But what's Nelson Cruz hitting?
Nelly Cruz like trash, right? Is he doing something? Is he trash right now?
I don't know. He's hitting like 212, man. He's ripped. His career's over.
Make him bronze. Bronze.
What's the lowest vision you like? I'm a big vision guy, man. If a guy's below 70 vision, I start to question his other stuff.
Well, it's 50-50 now, right? So the contact, it's contact plus vision is a 50-50 split for his size.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you have really good contact, you can have low vision, but I think whatever the lowest I would go is whatever last year Salt Lamakia had versus lefties. that would be as small as I'm going. Because somehow I raked with him. I don't know how it was possible. But somehow we pulled it off. Where's
Thing is, vision is dependent upon everything else that he has. I mean, if you got a guy that's got 90s in contact, you can skimp on the vision.
Yeah.
If you got a guy who's got 80s in power, you know, and like
but now this vision, year, the power does not affect the PCI though.
Exactly. So I mean, that's the thing is, if you have a guy who's got high power, you want a little bit better vision so that at least you get a half decent PCI to hit with.
So a gentleman like say a Joseph Gallo with 36 contact versus righties and 13 vision, he's going to have what's 49 divided by 2, like a 24.5 PCI. Whatever that is, I'll tell you right now, it's probably small.
Yeah. And if you're a top flight player.
Oh, and if you're facing someone good, if you're facing a pitcher that's going to make that smaller.
Yeah.
You're poop out of luck if you ask me.
So for me, looking at their vision, it depends on what type of hitter they are. Again, if it's a more power guy, I like to, you know, power guys, you're going to have a hard pressed time to find someone who, like, if you looked at guys with 75 plus power and 50 plus vision, it's going to be limited. There's not going to be a lot of them. Like anything under 70 to me raises a bit of a alert. I start looking more into their other stuff.
Bryce Harper has a breaking ball hitter, so I'm gonna have to add a little bit more.
That's true. There is quirks like the two strike hitter quirks, but those quirks do not apply in Diamond Dynasty online.
No, they do.
I didn't think that. I thought only the passive quirks applied, like the ones that didn't affect your ratings. I thought the ones that affected your ratings didn't apply online.
No, they. I think they affect the PCI on online.
Really? I thought that.
Yeah.
Is that different? Because I thought last year they didn't.
No, the thing is, the legends do not have. The legends only have passive quirks.
Oh.
That are just telling you essentially what they are. Dead red. But yeah, I noticed that on some players they took out a bunch of quirks. So if you had someone last year who had a bunch, you may want to double check them this year. Someone such as the great Drake Lamb. I believe they took his fastball one away, right? Yeah. Yeah, they took away his fastball and his first pitch one. They've taken both away. So, Rake Lamb, not as raking this year.
Awful.
But yeah, passive quirks don't do anything anywhere, because passive quirks are essentially just telling you what you already know.
They're ratings.
Yeah. Their yeah, websites. Do we know when the first roster update will be? I don't think they've made an official word, right?
I think it's this week. I'm hearing rumblings that it's going to be this upcoming week.
I would guess it's either this week or next week. That would be my guess. I don't know if
I wouldn't expect a whole lot of ratings adjustments.
Right. I assume
typically the first roster. Yeah. Typically the first roster update is trying to get new guys in that debuted on opening day.
I was trying to think, is there anybody else big that they would want to get in? I don't remember if there was anybody else big that was coming in or coming up that hasn't played. Though I guess it's true. Acuna came up. I don't know when he's going to play. I need to check Braves Twitter.
If they call him up and they're not playing him, that's just dumb.
Unless it was it might have been a
April 1st.
April Fool's joke?
Oh, no.
Which would be funny.
Oh, man.
Not funny. But, yeah, he'll be up in probably 2 weeks. We did not dox in. Do you want to talk about the Shohei Ohtani video? I don't know if you saw today. MLB The Show released a little bit behind the scenes of his mocap. It looks like he's got a home run bat flip in there too.
I watched it.
Dynamite drop in Snaggle J. Ohtani had a great game today. I think he went 6 innings, let up 3 runs, struck out 5 or 6. Also got that hit on opening day. So. He's doing pretty good so far. So far, so good.
I mean, so we had speculated because through our massive exposure channels we had, we knew Shohei Ohtani was going to be in the game from day one.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Well, it all started. We thought something was coming up because, what was it, that retro mode video they showed had him in it?
Yep.
And then I think...
and then we got that list that we get. Right?
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that.
No, I'm just saying.
That's a separate thing. That has nothing to do with MLB The Show.
No, but it was an indication that there may have been something.
I guess, but that's technically on them, not us. Yeah. I hope we get in trouble now, and I can fire you. That'd be great. and then I think it was Pasta Padre in the Sporting News who wrote up a piece saying that they had... confirming that they had signed a deal with him specifically.
Yeah.
Be there.
My whole thing is, why did they wait to do something about it until now?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just show that earlier.
Like,
just or say it. Make that a marketing thing. Like, hey, this guy that you're super excited for, he's coming.
Yeah, like, you know? Why would, like, I understand he made his first start today. Great. Wouldn't you want to have capitalized on that in, like, the pre-order period? Like that's my thing, right? Like, I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I'm confused by the whole thing of why they waited. Because obviously they didn't film that video yesterday.
Right.
It's all mocap stuff. Like, I don't. Like, I mean, again, they have Stroman, right? They've been doing stuff with Stroman all along. Everywhere I look on Facebook, I see that ad of him revealing his rating and being upset. Like, they marketed all of their other athletes many times in the lead up to release. And you have arguably the most perplexing free agent signing in the last several years that I can think of, and you wait until April 1st to promote it in any way? I don't know.
Man, they have his swing and his windup are in the game.
And Doc brings up a good point, though.
I'm going to use his windup, his swing for my great guy.
Were they perhaps concerned that he was going to get sent down?
Possible. Makes sense.
And do you think it would have been a bad form on them if they hyped him up, and then he got sent down? You would have still been able to use his card.
I could believe that.
His card and his mocap and stuff would have still been in the game.
Right. And he also did, towards the towards the end of spring training, if I'm not mistaken, I think they did send him down to minor league camp for to get more at bats in and stuff.
Yeah, he was, and well, he was pitching terrible for there for a little while.
Yeah,
he was getting beat all over the place. Gave up like 7 runs in like an inning and 2/3 in one of his last starts. And that's when the rumblings really picked up that he was going to be sent down. So yeah. Again, we're not, you know, SDS's marketing team. So it's all speculation on our part. But, you know, it's, well, he would have, well,
yeah, I mean, he definitely still would have been in the game.
He would have definitely still been in the game. You don't sign an agreement with a guy and not put him in the game.
Right. Especially if you're signing the agreement just for like, well, I guess they signed the agreement so that they could do the mocap and everything ahead of time.
The mocap and the face scan, because they have the face, they showed doing the face scan too, right? In the clip, they showed the, you know, him getting in the face scan machine or whatever. So
a lot of cameras at one time
taking a shot. Yeah, which is something that they don't do for any other rookies, right? Like they don't get it till the next spring training. Mm-hmm. So again,
assuming they came in and did it.
Yeah, so they definitely went out of their way to do something special for Ohtani. And again, it's all calculated risk, calculated decisions. Ultimately, I think it's we got to release this because Hayes pitching today and let's move on. So I'd probably chalk that one up as an L.
Yeah,
if I was Sony, I'm chalking that up as an L.
With the risk, I guess. I'll give him a pass because of the risk. There's a lot of risk if you do it, and he starts the season in the minors.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Granted, we also don't know how much that cost to get him or anything, so maybe it wasn't that much. Maybe it wasn't that big of a deal. So,
and that's perfectly within the realm of possibility.
I think that's all the questions I got in Discord. I think that's all the questions we have in the chat.
Excellent.
Unless we got any more that people have not mentioned. I guess we'll try to get Ryden in next time to talk about the rosters, get a little bit behind the scenes. He did an interview somewhere.
He did his own stream earlier as well.
Oh, he did? I know he did an interview.
Move your mouse, TJ.
Oh, no, yours. He did an interview somewhere. Was it on Sporting News with Pasta Padre, or was it on OS? I don't remember where it was. He talked to someone about like the creation of it and stuff, so we definitely want to get him to talk about
it. Oh, it was on Up Rocks, I think.
Up Rocks, yes.
That's where I can grab the link and
yeah, throw that in the chat. Yeah, we're probably gonna have him. I guess we'll try to have him on next week. Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for tonight's Bullpen Banter. After the show, I'll stick around. I'll play a little bit of Ranked Seasons. Now that I just set up my lineup and bought JD Martinez, because YOLO swag, I really needed a right-handed power bat somewhere in my lineup, because way too many lefties. But that's just a thing where I'm really good at lefties.
I mean, why not, right? Like, do your thing, dude. Like, you know, that's...
Detective John Kimball in the chat checked the first roster last year. It was not till April 21st.
Really? Okay.
Bob Hazelwood wonders if it would be interesting to have one of the Lugo creator guys on the show. We can do that. I will definitely. I can reach out to King of Hearts because I'm asking him to make the Bullpen Banter logos so that we can all wear those if you want to do that kind of thing. That logo that you see there across your chest would be dope. Whatever you do, please don't make your team name twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer because that's just super weird.
Why did somebody else do that?
No, I beat some kid last year that had twitch.tv/Healy6, and I, like, whooped him. And I was like, Healy, this guy's out here, like, besmirching your good name.
he's rolling with your name, and he's playing like trash.
Yeah. And I beat someone, or like, 2 years ago, I crushed someone that had, like, Optic jerseys. And I was like, that's interesting.
There's so many Optic people on. It's unreal. There's many, 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 many of them.
And then when I crush them, I go to the Optic Twitter account and I'll be like, tell these people to not besmirch your good name.
Yeah.
I'm all about not besmirching.
Feel free to create your Diamond Dynasty team as twitch.tv/SnaggleJ because guaranteed you can't play worse than I play. So you'd probably be doing me a favor.
That's the way I was going. Also, make sure you're following twitch.tv/NagleJ.
Yep.
He's always streaming good stuff. Follow me if you don't mind. I mean, if you want to hit that follow button, I'd appreciate it. Twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. Bullpen Banter Archives over on YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer. If you don't like looking at our beautiful faces, now that we have beautiful faces on the stream, you can just go to ThatSportsGamer.com/BullpenBanter, with or without a hyphen. Both links work. You can get all the subscribe links over there. Show notes, see the video from there as well. All that good stuff. I kind of want to get Weasel on, since apparently you lost, and that was part of a bet. I would like to get Weasel on. Maybe we talk about some investment stuff. I don't know how much I trust my investments. But I don't want to be super public with those, in case I'm terribly wrong. but I do have... I am keeping a super, super close eye on what I'm investing in. So if you're a Twitch sub in the Bullpen Banter Discord, you get a link to my Diamond Dynasty stuff, budget players, guys that I'm investing in. You don't have to agree with my investments. But I'll tell you what, I have 27 of one player that I believe in. And I think I have 15 of another. And I think those are more. I need to double check my sales recently, or my purchases recently. I've got about 20,000 invested right now, ready to go ham. But
nice.
Hopefully all those guys do big things and get big ratings. It is not Mitch Haniger.
It's definitely Mitch Haniger.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Definitely 100% is for sure.
If you like the overlay, make sure you follow Go On Volt on Twitter. Go underscore on underscore Volt. He did a great job with that. I thank him very much. What else? I think that's everything. If you're at PAX next week, come out and hang out with us. That would be great.
PAX.
The only PAX that will get you a diamond. And by diamond, ooh, I mean me or Snaggle. Because one of these MLB The Show PAX ain't going to get your crap.
Classic. I love it. I'm using that line all week long.
I'll be wearing my Fire Frogs hat, so you can find me very easily on Saturday.
I have not picked out which hats I'm going to be bringing yet. Maybe I'll do it on a Twitter poll.
I think...
I've got them all. Well, I'm not going to move my camera because I may freak up the whole thing, but I've got a pile of them over here. We're working on narrowing it down.
And I think both of us on Instagram, Instagram.com/SnaggleJ and Instagram.com/ThatSportsGamer, for April, every day we're going to take a picture of us in a different hat.
I've already ruined it.
You've already ruined it. April
it's
has
the second of April
today.
Well, technically it's 2nd of April for me, so I already missed the first day.
Hold on.
You got 20 minutes.
I got 20 minutes. We can do this right now.
Yeah. Okay. I got. Hold on. Okay, let's do it right now.
Yeah. Good. I'm gonna post that really right in a second. So, problem is Instagram puts the pictures backwards.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like that.
Me neither.
Is there just an easy way to flippy dip that?
I usually take the pictures with my camera first.
Okay.
Because you can also take advantage of your extra hardware and software that your camera has.
Love that hardware. So yeah, follow us on the Instagrams. I'll be wearing a Detroit Tigers hat in the picture. I don't want to waste my Fire Frogs hat until Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Friday, if Friday around 4 or 5 p.m., if you're at the Boston Red Sox team store, oh, when you look at it in not Instagram, you can see that I'm literally just rocking underwear down here.
Wow. Hey, what are we hashtagging for this? Is there a hashtag?
30 hats, 30 days. Hashtag. Nice. 30 hats in 30 days? Oh, no, I got to take another picture. I see my thigh in here.
30 hats, 30 days has 58 posts already.
Well, because I did it twice before. Once was in February. My legs are literally spread out like this. Got to get that aroma into the office. I did not pull Harper. He was a purchase. Bullpen Banter, we are trying to nail down what the every week time will be. I think we're looking at Friday nights right now, assuming roster updates are Friday nights. But again, with PAX next week, things are going to be up in the air. We're going to try to do it Saturday from the PAX floor. Might be Saturday night from the hotel. Might be recorded live to tape on Saturday night. We will keep you in the loop, and then maybe Friday after that is when it's going to be. But yeah, if you're at the Red Sox team store around 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, that's where me and Snaggle J will be buying. Be there buying buying stuff. Oh, I'm going to get the J.D. Martinez jersey. Is that what they call them? The t-shirt jerseys? A jersey?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one because J.D. Martinez, the god. Cool.
All right.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Supes appreciate it. And as what I'm going to do right after the stream, it is now time for you to get out of the bullpen, get into the game, take it easy, folks.